Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The story from the Yankee game is very simple. The Minnesota Twins can't beat the New York Yankees. Didi Gregorius continues to be an MVP candidate as he hit his eighth home run of the season.
Walls at the stadium, by the way.
Interesting. Yeah. That is interesting.
Yeah.
Gary Sanchez is heating up. He had two home runs.
Yep.
Aaron Judge had a three-hit night.
Yep.
Who cares that Giancarlo?
Home run for him though, right?
Indeed. Now he's up to
seven or eight.
Seven.
Is it seven already? It's eight.
Judge is at seven.
Is it seven?
Didi is at eight.
Yeah, Didi's got eight.
And Gary is at five.
Okay.
So those three guys did it. Giancarlo had a quiet day.
And of course,
day.
You
Who
got
cares?
A bet there with the Met wins, right?
I do. It's Judge and Stanton home runs versus Met wins.
Right. Right.
So that's interesting. But CC pitched a hell of a game, and the Yankees continue to roll, and they've got to do this. They own the Minnesota Twins, beat them up because they have a very difficult stretch coming up.
Yeah.
So take advantage of it.
Yeah, 13-9. I guess that's a high. Obviously their high watermark. They've won four in a row. You know, the Yankees, the ship has been righted. I don't think there's any doubt about it.
Is it bad if I say something negative?
Can I do that? Negative.
Okay.
The Tances?
No, that's a good one, but I wasn't even going to get on
What
it.
Are you going to say?
I was going to get on Boone because I want to repeat the same thing I said 3 days in a row.
Okay.
Tyler Austin should play first base.
Oh.
Neil Walker is not good right now. Tyler Austin is showing signs that maybe he can be an everyday first baseman. Play him. Neil was 0-for-4 with two strikeouts.
Right.
Tyler Austin. The Betances thing, I mean, it's a rip of Betances, not obviously Boone, because you go to him, and he gave him, I think it was four hitters, and he got one out before he went to David Robertson to put the fire out, and then the Yankees broke it open, and Treve and Holder put it away. Dellin is just so up and down. It's just, you don't know what to expect from him. And yesterday, the control was the problem. He walked a couple of guys. He was very wild at times. So it's an up and down nature with Dellin Betances. I think you have to feel very good about David Robertson because he is so good. Even though he relies very heavily on his curveball now, I think more than ever, David Robertson is so good coming in with guys on base or even putting his own guys on base and getting out of it. And you got to love what you saw from CeCe.
Yep. CeCe's tall. I mean, CeCe's is a tremendous pitcher. I mean, you know, he had a terrific year last year. You know, if he stays healthy, he's going to give you, you know, more often than not what you got yesterday. I mean, he's never going to give you more than six innings anymore.
Right.
But, you know, you got to be happy with what you're getting from CeCe.
You know, it's weird to say this, but remember old buddy Nick in Babylon?
Sure.
He tweeted at me last night, and it wasn't crazy or racist or negative about the Mets, because that's usually what it is. Mm-hmm. It's a mix of, this is racist, this is homophobic,
whatever.
This is anti-Mets.
Whatever.
But he actually tweeted a coherent point at me, so I felt, maybe I'll actually respond to him, even though I probably shouldn't, because he's such a troll.
Did you respond?
I did, because his point was about baseball. And it was the fact that he was ripping Aaron Boone, saying, why is CeCe coming out of the game? And I started thinking about that because CeCe Sabathia, I know you want to keep him fresh, obviously. But we're talking about a veteran guy. He's got a ton of innings on his arm. You're not really thinking about next year with CeCe. He threw 82 pitches. And he only allowed two hits in this game.
Right, no.
And
he was terrific.
He finished really strong. So I kind of agree with what Nick was saying that, you know, asking CeCe at 82 pitches to start the seventh inning is not a crazy idea. Why not? You know, we're not talking about a guy who you're really protecting innings-wise. It's CeCe Sabathia. So I get that. I get that with CeCe. I understand that because he really was good, especially from the third inning on, where he was in control, where he really wasn't showing any signs of wearing down. So I get it if you want Boone to push CeCe a little bit into the seventh inning.
Yeah.
I understand that.
No, I understand that too. But, I mean, I think part of it is just, you know, they want to make sure they keep him healthy. And I think that's part of the issue with him.
I think that's probably the case.
Yep.
Now we've got the Metsies.
Oh, man. That was a tremendous win.
Does this fit a bill on a game that you didn't think they had any chance of winning?
Yeah, no shot. No shot that I think they're winning this game. You know, right away they're down 2-0. He gives up, you know, Wheeler gives up the home run in the second inning. They're down 4-1 in this game. And this is what the Mets have been all year. I mean, really, so far this year at 15-6, this is what they've been. They get very few hits. You know, I mean, their starting pitching hasn't been great. They get very few hits in this game, all right? Yoenis has got, you know, I think he's got 17 hits all year, and the guy's got 21 RBIs. And the guy's batting 350. He's batting under 200, but he's batting 350 with runs in scoring position. And he, you know, after Weaver walks two guys. How about that, too?
Yeah.
I mean, two out, nobody on.
Easily.
He walks two guys in a row. He walks Flores and Conforto.
On eight pitches. How about that?
Boom, boom, boom. And then Yoenis hits one to, like, God knows where, to Iowa. I mean, it was unbelievable. Ties the game 4-4. Harvey comes in, obviously gives up the run, you know. But, I mean, they find a way to get it done. I mean, and that's what they've been really all year. Nobody, you look at the statistics on the Mets, okay? No, I mean, look at the numbers.
Jay
Bruce finally got a big night last night. He got three hits last night. He gets that triple. He gets a single, which helped contribute to the sack fly by Gonzalez, the game-winning home run. But he hasn't hit. Conforto's not hitting. Cespedes is not hitting. You go pretty much up and down the lineup outside of Cabrera and Frazier a little bit, although he's really only hitting 260, but he's walked a lot.
Sure.
He's gotten some big hits for them. Outside of that, who's hitting?
And it's not
and
just...
And it's 15-6.
And it's not just the individuals. It's the team stats where they're overperforming record-wise. They're scoring about 4.8 runs per game.
Yeah, and the bullpen's been very good overall.
I know
it's blown a couple games.
Overall.
It's blown a couple games, but the bullpen overall has been much better than we thought it was
going to
be. Sure.
Their team ERA is okay. It's about 3.7.
Right.
That's okay.
Not great.
I mean, it's not as bad as it was last year, obviously.
No.
But none of the metrics tell you that they're going to be 15-6.
None.
Because they're finding ways to win. And they've had more games like last night than Saturday night. Saturday night was a game in which you felt they wasted. 3-0 lead in the eighth inning.
Yep.
It felt wasted. That's why the last 48 hours were rough. Because they were coming off such a bad loss. But they've had games, whether it was Friday night against Atlanta or last night against a good Cardinal team. And by the way, the Braves aren't bad either.
No.
Where you feel throughout, that's not their night. You know, Zach Wheeler only goes four innings.
Yep.
Even after the Mets make the comeback, Matt Harvey will get to him. Can't wait to give the run back. Gazelman puts the first two guys on in the ninth inning. Everything about this game reeked like a loss, even in the 10th inning. I'm not sure if you were up at this point because now we're pushing midnight. But they get the leadoff man on. Right? I'm getting giddy.
Yeah, not a double play ball.
Right.
Todd Frazier into a double play right before the home run.
Exactly. And when Frazier bounces into the double play, I figure, all right, well, there goes that.
Yep.
And Jay Bruce, who's done nothing until last night.
Right.
He had the RBI triple.
Right. Best game he's had all year was last night.
Hits that monstrous clutch home run.
And how about Matheny?
Yes, please.
I could not believe this.
Please.
So Matheny comes out of the dugout after Bruce hits the ball to the moon, into the grassy knoll there in center field in St. Louis. And he's ready to use the challenge, so he's out of challenges. He goes up there and he gets the umpires to review that he touched first base. He not touched first base. He got the middle of the bag. What was he looking at, bro? What are you looking at if you're Mike Matheny?
So I'm watching this game. It's 11:30 at night. I had the game on mute just for many reasons. I didn't have the sound on. No offense to Gary Akeith.
Yeah, well, that's I understand. It's a family thing,
right? So I'm watching the game. And I see Matheny come out.
Well, like,
now, imagine my reaction. I could not figure out what the heck is he
what
challenging?
What is he doing? I know, me too.
And not even challenging, because like you said, he needed to convince the crew
to look
review
at
it.
Right.
So I have no idea. I can't imagine what he's reviewing. When they say, he's looking to see if he missed first base, and the replay shows that not only did Jay hit first base.
Like I said, the middle of the bag.
The middle of the bag. I was convinced that Matheny may have just been lied to. Not lied to, but clearly somebody on that field, maybe it was Jose Martinez, the first baseman,
maybe,
must have just told him, hey, I think he missed the bag. I don't think Matheny saw it. I think somebody must have just, one of his players told him that, and maybe Matheny thought to himself, I have nothing to lose. Who cares? I have to convince them to check it out anyway. No harm, no foul. Why not? So from that aspect, I guess I get it, because I've always thought this late in the game, you have nothing to lose towards the end.
No, I mean,
why not?
I guess it's worth a shot.
But when it's so obvious, it wasn't even side of the bag.
It was ridiculous.
But I'll tell you, when they started showing the replay of Jay Bruce moving towards first base, I got very nervous. Yeah. I had visions of Ryan Church.
Yeah, sure.
Can you imagine?
Sure, it's possible.
Oh, my God.
But, I mean, he not only did he not miss the bag, but like I said, he got the whole bag.
Oh, yeah.
And they went all around the bases. He touched every base. So, you know. Hey, look, the bottom line is another stellar win by the Mets. They're 15-6. They had a real good day because Atlanta lost, Philly lost, and the Nationals lost again. The Mets got an 8-game lead in a loss column on the Nationals.
Poor Nationals.
Who are 4 games under .500. So, here's the bottom line. And you know, they've been playing basically .500 ball here for the last week after the 11-1 start. What are they, 4-5, whatever. The bottom line is 15-6. After the first 21 games, where do we sign?
Oh, yeah.
And where do we sign, bro?
And we mentioned this during the winning streak. When it ends, 500 ball.
Right.
That's what you need
to
do.
That's right. And so far, they're 2-2 on this road.
That's what they've done. And now, if you can take one of these next two games, and remember, you got Noah tomorrow afternoon.
Right.
So you've got a good chance.
Match tonight.
God forbid you win both of these games. Well, but if you can split the next two, you feel great about winning a series in St. Louis and continuing to win games.
That you don't think they're going to win.
Yeah, that you don't feel like you're going to win. Now, here are the negatives from last night, because there are negatives. Number one, Zach Wheeler took a step back.
Yep, no doubt.
He got off to a terrible start by giving up the two-run homer to Tommy Pham right out of the gate. So before you're comfortable in your chair, you're down 2-0. Then it looks like he is starting to settle in, and he unravels in the fourth inning against the bottom of the order. One out, nobody on.
Yep.
As soon as he hits Paul DeJong, who owns the Mets for some reason.
He kills him.
And then Colton Wong with the RBI double, and then Luke Weaver, the pitcher of all people, with the blue pit. So I thought the fourth inning, more than anything, was the most discouraging thing you saw from Zach, because it looked like, all right, maybe he's going to settle in, give you five innings, keep you in the game. Giving up those two runs, Joe, to the bottom of the order in the fourth inning, that was not good. But the good news for Zach Wheeler is that who's breathing down his neck? Because Matt Harvey had a chance last night to send some kind of message. And the only message he sent is he's starting to convince me that he shouldn't even be on this roster. Because, first of all, he's a jerk. That's number one. Show some pride in what you're doing. He didn't want to talk to the media?
He didn't talk to the media after the game, huh?
I'm not saying you have to talk to the media, but here's what bothers me about this. At least this is the way I interpret it, and people can correct me if I'm wrong on this. I take that as he cares more about his crappiness than the fact the Mets won a game. The Mets won last night, Matt.
I think you're right. I think you're right about that.
The Mets won!
I think you're right about that. I do.
That's
how
I took
that. He's more concerned about himself than the team. I don't disagree.
If the Mets lost the
game... Don't disagree.
If the Mets lost the game because Matt gave up the run, we'd still say, hey, you know, you should talk to the media. But then the other side you could say to yourself is, hey, he's upset they lost. They won the game! Talk to the media. You should be happy. Do you care more about yourself than the team?
I think he does.
Oh, well, clearly.
I think that's been a problem with Harvey since he's got here. By the way, I noticed that Yoenis said he hasn't played golf yet because his clubs are in Florida. I saw that.
Did you see what Brian Dozier said?
No, what'd he say?
That he had a big, long hitting streak, and he says golf helps his game.
Yeah. I believe it.
So there you go.
I believe it.
There it is. Yo-Yo's got
to
play some
golf. I'll
tell
you, that home run he hit last night, what a bomb that was.
That was a moonshot.
Oh, my God.
But it was a typical Yo-Yo day because outside of that, he did nothing.
Right.
He struck
gets
out
one
twice.
Hit, drives in three runs in a big spot with a down three, and that's it. But you know what? I'll take that. If that's what he's going to give me all year.
It's a weird year, but yeah.
Bro, if that's what he's going to do all year, if he's going to hit 350, runs in scoring position, and get big hit after big hit, going 1-for-5 and striking out four times, I'll live with it.
Well, think about this, Joe. He has 21 RBIs in 21 games.
And 17 hits.
Right. So,
no, I understand.
From an RBI standpoint, my math is correct, he's on pace to drive in 162 runs.
Right.
That's pretty good.
Not bad.
Paul Sewald was excellent. He deserves some credit.
He's
been actually
good.
Been really good
he's
out of the bullpen.
Good. Yep.
And Robert Gazelman, here's the thing about this guy. And last year, we couldn't stand him.
I know.
You'd look at Gazelman's face and you'd get annoyed. He puts the first two guys on in the ninth inning. Not only does he strike out Jose Martinez, but he gets Ozuna to ground in a double play. But here's the thing about Gazelman. It reminds me of Eli Manning. He's got that same dopey expression on his face at all times.
He really does.
And when you're doing well, you love it because you look at him and say, oh, he just doesn't care in a good way.
Right.
Two on, nobody out. No biggie.
What pressure?
Pressure. Whatever. But he so far has really adapted well to this role out of the bullpen. Give him major credit and Jay Risk with the 1-2-3 innings. So.
Yep.
For a change. He's got a lot of saves. 9 now.
I know it.
Crazy.
I think he's blown 2, but I mean, still, who cares?
9-for-11?
Yeah, well.
Not bad.
9 out of the 15 wins.
But a real quality win against a good opponent on the road. So it was a good night last night for the New York baseball team.
Indeed. Very good night.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.